Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's play some Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't
shall
beat
we?
Kennedy.
We shall.
Don't even try.
I've been told they can't beat her.
She's gonna school you.
Sometimes.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by our amazing friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent coffee gets you some.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, Rachel Lynn is from Middlebury.
Hello, Rachel.
I feel like you have to say it
Middlebury.
Like that. And Rachel Lynn is going on a Galentine's Day trip to Portland, Maine this weekend.
Girl, you're going to have a time.
Oh, I am so pumped.
Let Annie tell you about Portland, Maine girls' trips.
We're going to be here all week if she does.
I know.
All right, let's get to it.
All right, Rachel Lynn, please kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Kennedy in her overalls today, you get $100 in bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
How are you with pop culture, Rachel Lim?
I'm pretty good, I think.
We'll find out in a second, then.
I believe in you.
You got this. Question number one. Annie is still reeling from the rumors that Kylie Jenner's BFF Jordan Woods is allegedly cheating with Tristan Thompson. Who has Kylie been dating and even shares her daughter Stormy with?
Oh, God.
He just did the Super Bowl halftime show.
Not Fetty Wap.
I need an answer.
I don't know.
All right, question number two. Idris Elba will host Saturday Night Live for the first time March 9th with musical guest Khalid.
Yes.
What song does... That's like two of your favorite people.
Honestly.
Can you say that again?
Idris Elba will host Saturday Night Live for the first time March 9th with musical guest Khalid. What song does Khalid have with Benny Blanco and Halsey that we are currently playing the crap out of on mix?
Oh, God. This is so much harder when it's on the radio.
We get that a lot. One of the Halsey songs we're playing all the time.
I don't know.
All right. Question number three. Actress and Juno star...
Tyga. I just remembered Tyga.
No.
Tyga?
Well, it wasn't
Tyga. You're late and wrong. So question...
okay.
Question number three. Actress and Juno star Ellen Page turns 32 today. She just called out what A-list celebrity for going to a church that she claims is anti-LGBTQ?
Was that Chris Pratt?
Question number four. Kelly Clarkson surprised fans at a concert by covering Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's Shallow, and obviously she killed it because that girl got pipes. Who is older, Kelly Clarkson or Lady Gaga?
I'm going to go with Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. Question number five. Patrick Warburton, who played Putty from Seinfeld, dropped the first puck at the New Jersey Devils game Tuesday night, and of course he painted his face like his character did on the show. Who did Putty date on Seinfeld?
Elaine.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
How many ladies are you going with?
Like nine.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You guys are going to tear the place apart.
It's gonna be an interesting time. It'll be awesome, though.
All right, Kennedy. Yep. Rachel Lynn from Middlebury.
Middlebury?
She got 3 out of 5.
All right, well done.
Question number one. Annie is still reeling off the rumors about Kylie Jenner's BFF, Jordan Woods, allegedly cheating with Tristan Thompson.
Oh my gosh, there's so much to talk about.
Who has Kylie been dating and even shares her daughter Stormy with?
Travis Scott.
Yes, not Tyga.
Or Fetty Wap.
I mean, she did date Tyga. That's not so bad.
Question
number two. Idris Elba will host Saturday Night Live for the first time March 9th. With musical guest Khalid, two of Annie's favorite people.
I'm going to be a puddle.
James Bond needs to be James
Bond. I would be fine with that.
Yeah.
What song does Khalid have with Benny Blanco and Halsey that we are currently playing the crap out of?
She used to meet him on the east side.
In the city where the sun don't set. Yes.
Love that song.
Question number three. Actress and Juno star Ellen Page turned 32 today. She just called out what A-list celeb for going to a church that she claims is anti-LGBTQ?
The guy from Guardians of the Galaxy. Chris. I don't have it.
Chris Pratt.
Dang it.
It's so one of the Chris's. There's like 17 of them in Hollywood right now. No.
Pine, Evans, Hemsworth, there's a lot.
Get it.
And they're all superheroes for some reason.
And all handsome, so.
That's why. Question number four. Kelly Clarkson surprised fans at her concert by covering Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's Shallow.
So good.
Which I know you love. And she obviously crushed it. Who is older, Kelly Clarkson or Lady Gaga?
I think it's Lady Gaga.
Ooh.
Kelly just looks so young. She's so youthful.
She's 36.
And Lady Gaga's only 32.
Huh. That's so weird.
Oh my gosh. Down to the last question here.
Uh-oh. She has three. You have two.
All right. Let's get it though.
All right. Question number five. Patrick Warburton, who played Putty from Seinfeld, dropped the first puck at New Jersey Devils game Tuesday night. And of course, he painted his face like he did on the show.
Uh-huh.
Who did Putty date on Seinfeld?
Elaine. Venice.
There you go. You pull it out 3-3. Whoa. You get the win, Kennedy.
That was a nail biter. Rachel, you did well, though.
I started out weak, but I got there.
You got there. But you don't go away empty-handed. You've got a pair of passes into the Dean Lewis Mixed Lounge happening on March 3rd at the Harborside Inn Bar Cafe Lounge, presented by Arbella Insurance. So we'll see you there, okay?
Great. I'm excited. Thank you.
All right.
Well, speaking of Halsey.
She got to say something.
Oh, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go? Don't worry, we got time.
I'm Rachel Lynn from Millbury, and I can't be Kennedy.
There it is. My bad. That's my bad, people.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
It's like can't beat Kennedy. Ooh, nah, nah.
I was just thinking bananas. Ooh, nah, nah.
You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Ooh, nah, nah. Kevin Kennedy, sponsored by Cumberland Farms.
Ooh, nah, nah.
Go to Cumbie's, improve your life, kid. They got 99-cent coffees. Get it together.
Get it together.
Annie is from Worcester, Kennedy.
Hey, girl.
And Annie, great name, by the way.
Sick name.
She is currently potty training a 3-year-old, so she has her hands full.
I don't even know what that's about. So hard. But I'm sorry.
A lot of poop in the tub.
Yeah. Okay, I can't. Let's go.
M&M's. Use some M&M's.
Wrap it up.
All right. Kennedy's now uncomfortable.
I'm
moving.
I'm very uncomfortable talking about child's pooping.
Coming up at 8:15. Annie, will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions as she saunters away. If you get more right than Kennedy, you get $100 and bragging rights of beating her. Her record on the big board, 2,572 wins, 217 losses. I am not a mathematician, but that is pretty good. Question number one. Chris Hemsworth is set to star as Hulk Hogan in an upcoming Netflix biopic. That's perfect casting.
Let's go.
What does Hulk Hogan call his fans? Brother.
Come on, brother.
Hulkinator?
Question number two. Season 5 of Arrested Development returns to Netflix for its second half on March 15th. Arrested Development follows the exploits of what family?
I used to watch this. I have no idea.
Question number three. Regina King and Sanaa Lathan will present the awards at the Essence Black Women in Hollywood luncheon today. Sanaa Lathan was rumored to have bit whom? Who would she stick her chompers on?
Oh, this is so hard. I usually get them all right.
It's tougher on the radio from what I hear. All right, question number four. 88 years ago today. Oops, sorry, I forgot to pull this up. Give me 1 second. There we go. All right, 88 years ago today, Alka-Seltzer was first introduced. They have one of the most famous ad campaigns ever. Please finish the jingle.
Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
I don't know this one either.
All right, question number five. Someone apparently has it out for P. Diddy. His wax figure at Madame Tussauds was completely destroyed by an unknown suspect. What is P. Diddy's real name?
Sean Combs.
Put her on the board.
There you go, Annie.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Ooh, what are you listening
jamming.
To in there?
I was listening to Rock Steady from the Whispers. That song is the hot jam.
I don't know what that is.
All right, listen around, millennials. Let me tell you the story of music before 1997.
1994, okay.
What's a vinyl?
All right, let's go. How'd we do?
Annie from Worcester got 1 out of 5. Oh, suits, potty training suits.
Unana.
All right, Kennedy, question number one. As Carson would say, these are very difficult questions.
Uh-huh, go on.
Okay, question number one. Chris Hemsworth is set to star as Hulk Hogan in an upcoming Netflix biopic. What does Hulk Hogan call his fans?
Hulkamaniacs.
Yeah, brother.
Yes, what you gonna do when the Hulkamaniacs run wild on you, brother?
I don't know.
Nobody did, that's why he won. Question number two. Season 5 of Arrested Development returns to Netflix for its second half on March 15th. Arrested Development follows the exploits of what family?
The Bluth family.
There's always money in the banana stand,
There's
Kennedy.
Always money in the banana stand.
All right, 2-0. Question number three. Regina King and Sanaa Lathan will present the awards at the Essence Black Women in Hollywood luncheon today. Sanaa Lathan was rumored to have bit whom?
To have bit whom? Oh, Beyonce?
Remember Tiffany Haddish blew up her spot big
right.
time.
Because Tiffany Haddish came to my mind, but I'm like, I don't think that's who got bit.
All right, 3-0. Question number four. 88 years ago today, Alka-Seltzer was first introduced. They have one of the most famous ad campaigns ever, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Please finish this jingle.
Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
That's a bop.
You're giving me crap about Rocksteady, and you're bringing back Alka-Seltzer ads from like the
Jim's
50s?
Like, I clean my stuff with the all Alka-Seltzer.
Right. Hey, listen, you knew the answer, olds.
I don't doubt that I'm old. I'm all right with it, buddy. I'm fine with my number. Go on ahead.
Question number five. Someone apparently has it out for P. Diddy. His wax figure at Madame Tussauds was completely destroyed by an unknown suspect.
Huh.
What is P. Diddy's real name?
Sean Combs.
Woo! There it is. That is the sweep 5-0. Kennedy.
Thank you.
Little round of applause.
Thank you. But Annie, you will not go away empty-handed. We've got a pair of passes for you into the Dean Lewis Mix Lounge. It happens March 3rd at the Harborside Inn Bar, Cafe, and Lounge, presented by Arbell Insurance. So we will see you there, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Annie, do you have anything you'd like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Annie from Worcester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Do.
Don't even try.
You know these lyrics.
You can't beat her. She's gonna fuck you. Do you?
You can't beat Kennedy. Maybe not.
You can try, but man, I thought they were saying can't heat Kennedy.
You ain't. All right. She's got the heat.
You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, sponsored by our amazing friends at Cumberland Farms. Kennedy, Joe from Lakeville is playing, and he's coming for blood.
Joe from Lakeville sounds familiar to me.
He wants a rubber match.
Oh.
You beat him once before, and he beats you.
Okay.
So this
you ready,
is the tiebreaker.
Joe?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get it done.
Joe, will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy on the big board. You get $100 and bragging rights. Her record right now is 2,572 wins, only 217 losses, but you're one of those, so.
Toha.
Got a puncher's chance.
218.
Ooh, calling a shot like Babe Ruth.
Yikes.
Question number one, Joe. Ed Sheeran just celebrated his 28th birthday, and the photo he put up on Instagram is meme gold. Ed has the most streamed Spotify song of all time. What song is it?
I'm sorry, it cut out.
Ed Sheeran has the most streamed Spotify song of all time. What is the song?
Let's go with Perfect.
Question number two. Don't mess with Pink. Apparently, she was stressed out during Thanksgiving, and she slashed her husband's tires. Who is Pink's husband?
Corey Hart.
Question number three. LeBron James says that he will start filming Space Jam 2 this summer.
What?
And he's ready.
Let's go.
What athlete starred in the original Space Jam?
Michael Jordan.
Question number four. Jordan Peele turns 40 today. He's famous for his sketch comedy show Key and Peele, but has since become an accomplished director. He was even nominated for an Oscar last year for writing and directing what film?
I don't know.
Question number five. Because nobody can mind their own damn business, Andy Cohen is being dad-shamed after sharing his first photo of his newborn baby boy. What show does Andy Cohen host on Bravo?
Oh, I just saw it the other night, too. Late Night with Andy Cohen.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
How do you think you did for your rubber match, Joe?
Oh, no, I just ate my words.
You did, Joe.
How'd we do?
Kennedy, Joe from Lakeville got 1 out of 5.
Ooh, rubber match suit.
Sooch. Upsetting Sooch.
Sorry. All right, let's see what happens.
All right, Kennedy, question number one. Ed Sheeran just celebrated his 28th birthday, and the photo he put up on the Insta is meme gold. Ed has the most streamed Spotify song of all time. What song is it? He's got so many to choose from.
Picture. I'm in love with the shape of you.
That's
oh, is it? Yeah. I thought it was the one everybody plays at their wedding.
Shape of You is the most streamed song of all time on Spotify.
Wow.
Mm. Question number two. Mm. Don't mess with Pink. I think we already knew that.
Mm.
But apparently she was so stressed out during Thanksgiving, she slashed her husband's tires.
Whoopsies.
That's a healthy way of dealing with your problems.
They really do go.
They
honestly
have a different type of relationship.
Wow.
Who is her husband?
All right. Corey. Corey Hart is sunglasses at night. Carrie Hart.
Way to work through that. All right, 1-0. Question number three. LeBron James says that he will start filming Space Jam 2 this summer.
Nope.
It's time to get up. Come on, Kennedy.
He can take his talents anywhere but near me.
South Beach.
What athlete starred in the original Space Jam?
Michael Jordan.
The GOAT. Question number four. Jordan Peele turns 40 today. He's famous for his sketch comedy show Key and Peele, but has become an accomplished director since it ended.
Yes.
He even got nominated for an Oscar last year for writing and directing what film?
Get Out.
I still haven't seen that movie.
I haven't either. I'll have nightmares.
It was good. Twist.
Do you not like scary movies?
It's more twisty than anything else.
All right, 3-1 for Kennedy. Question number five. Because nobody can mind their own business, Andy Cohen is being dad-shamed after sharing his first photo of his newborn baby.
Stop.
He's been a dad for like a week. Let him work through his problems.
Right?
Got to figure some stuff out.
Or just watch your own kids.
Mm. What show does Cohen host on Bravo?
Watch What Happens Live.
Bam. 4-1 for Kennedy.
Whoa,
you get the win.
Joe.
Come on, Joe.
I'm not going to lie, Joe. That was a decisive rubber match.
Yeah.
It happens, man. It's all right. We still love you.
You still got one of her losses on the board.
He just said,
He's like, whatever.
No, I love you too. All right.
Unrequited.
It's all right. That's the story of my life. All right. Well, you do not go home empty-handed. We've got a pair of passes into the Dean Lewis Mixed Lounge happening March 3rd at the Harborside Inn Bar Cafe and Lounge, presented by Arbella Insurance. You can come on around and we can share the love. Okay?
Great song by them.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I agree, Joe. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Joe from Lakeville. I can only beat Kennedy twice. Once.
Yeah,
you can say
back,
that
yeah,
twice.
Get back, Joe.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.